It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, everyone. Welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I am the local gambling insider for BasketballNews.com, as well as your national NBA reporter and Phoenix Suns beat writer. We're here today on an early Saturday afternoon to go over another fun slate in the NBA today. As always, our odds provided by TwinSpires Sportsbook. We're going to have some exciting news with TwinSpires coming later on this year. We thank them for being a partner of the show, and also our sponsor of today's show and our DFS partner, which is Prize Picks. Prize Picks does great stuff every single day, making you a lot of money back into your account. For those who want to sign up with Prize Picks, today we have a special offer for you here on Nothing But Bets and BasketballNews.com. All of our users that deposit and use promo code NEWS, N-E-W-S, will receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the easy way to play daily fantasy. It's daily fantasy simplified. You pick 2 to 5 players and over-under their projections, and you can go up to 10 times under the entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks has a ton of stats to choose from, including yards, receptions, touchdowns, and fantasy points for the NFL. And if for NBA, for example, you have points, rebounds, assists, three-pointers made, free throws made, etc. Prize Picks offers every sport you can think of, and they offer mixed sport entries as well. Prize Picks is an award-winning, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. Prize Picks is 4.8 star rating in the App Store with rave reviews. Prize Picks entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy to use. And Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Prize Picks operates in every U.S. state in Canada except for the following: Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, and Washington. So if you're in any of those states, you can participate and use the promo code NEWS, N-E-W-S, and it'll match your first deposit up to $100. And more states will be getting off that list here soon. So get in on the action, receive 100% deposit match up to $100. And we thank Prize Picks for sponsoring today's show. So let's go ahead and dive into the action. Once again, the odds are from TwinSpires Sportsbook. Our first game up today, the New York Knicks host the Houston Rockets at 5 o'clock Eastern time. The Knicks are 11.5 point favorites as well. So for this matchup, I'd love New York to cover the spread here. I think it's one of those games where it's a get-right opportunity for New York. They've kind of been lagging behind, struggling a little bit consistency-wise the last week or so. This was like a really good opportunity to have a really fun game from players like Julius Randle and RJ Barrett. So I'm going to lock in the Knicks to cover the 11.5 point spread here. I think it's actually a blowout game in this one. So let's go ahead and lock in Knicks minus 11.5 on TwinSpires. And let's go over and lock in our power plays via Prize Picks as well. So how power plays work, you pick two players from two different teams across the categories. So you can do 4 or 5 if you want to do that as well. We're going to try to do 4 or 5 for each single one. I'll tell you, get a power play into this. We hit 2 yesterday, so that was pretty awesome to see. We hit the Nuggets versus Bulls game, and we hit the Warriors versus Pistons game. So let's try to get the momentum going here. So first up, Julius Randle at 19.5 points. I do like the over for Randle's points. RJ Barrett at 14.5. I do like RJ Barrett's over as well. Jalen Green at 13.5 points. I like Jalen Green over 13.5 points in this matchup. Let's check out three-pointers made here. Looks like there's nothing intriguing on that one. Assists, same thing. Rebounds, 9.5 for Christian Wood if we want to do that one. I actually like Christian Wood on the points here. So we're doing an all points one, 15.5 for Christian Wood. So we're going to do a 4-leg power play here on Prize Picks. Julius Randle over 19.5 points. Christian Wood over 15.5 points. RJ Barrett over 14.5 points. And Jalen Green over 13.5 points. $100 entry wins you back $1,000. You want to do a power play. If you want to do a flex play, 3 out of 4 pays you back 1.5 times the amount. 4 pays you back 5 times the amount. So let's lock in our power play with these point totals, and then let's hammer the Knicks to cover the 11.5 point spread against the Houston Rockets. The next game here, the Miami Heat at the Washington Wizards. The Heat are 1-point favorites. I do like Miami in this matchup. I just think it's one of those games where I think the Heat flex their muscles. I've been on the train since the first 2 weeks of the season that this team is a legit finals contender. The way Jimmy Butler's playing, the way Bam Adebayo's playing, Kyle Lowry and PJ Tucker are perfect fits alongside that duo. Tyler Hero's emergence as well. This Heat team is very dangerous, and they're for real. And this was like a real statement opportunity to go into D.C., beat up an improved Wizards team, and kind of show why they're one of the best teams in the NBA, one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference. So we're going to lock in the Heat -1 here on TwinSpires. Let's go over to Prize Picks now and lock in some predictions for this game. Jimmy Butler at 23.5 points. I like the over there. Bradley Beal at 24.5 points. I like the over there as well. Let's go over to rebounds, assists, and threes. See what's available for this game as well. So for rebounds, we have the following available here for rebounds. We already used Butler and Beal. So we have Kyle Lowry 4.5, Spencer Dinwiddie 4.5, Kyle Kuzma 7. Let's avoid those. Let's go to assists. So for assists, we have Lowry at 7, Dinwiddie at 5.5. I do like Dinwiddie over 5.5 assists here. I think he has a really solid game. And then 3-pointers made. Let's check on the 3-pointers here. Kyle Lowry at 2, Duncan Robinson 2.5. Let's go for Duncan Robinson over 2.5 threes. I think he has a solid game for Beyond the Arc tonight. Let's lock in this 4-leg power play here. Jimmy Butler over 23.5 points. Bradley Beal over 24.5 points. Spencer Dinwiddie over 5.5 assists. And Duncan Robinson over 2.5 3-pointers made. $100 entry wins you back $1,000. And we're going to lock in the Heat as the small road favorite to cover the 1-point spread tonight and win outright against the Washington Wizards in Washington, D.C. The next game here, the Indiana Pacers hosting New Orleans Pelicans. Who even knows at this point what in the world the Pacers are, because they benched their entire starting lineup for the last 15-plus minutes of that game. They had a comeback happen. So, I mean, this Pacers team, I'm going to be writing about soon on basketballnews.com. They need to blow this thing up, whether it's betraying Domantas Sabonis. You, some reason, locked in Malcolm Brogdon to a year-long extension, even though you didn't need to do that at all. I don't understand that. Miles Turner's one to watch out for, T.J. Warren, even Caris LeVert. I'd blow this thing up. I know ownership in Indiana is not going to do that. They rely on playoff revenue. They rely on getting that done every year to help out them out. They're the worst team in attendance so far this year. Just embarrassing what Indiana's doing right now. Even with Rick Carlisle, head coach, it's really disappointing what they're doing. They need to blow it up. I doubt ownership does, though. But for this matchup, we have the Pelicans coming to town against this Pacers team. And quite honestly, first time doing this all year, folks, I am betting the Pelicans to cover the 7.5-point spread. The Pacers on the second half of back-to-back. I think Brandon Ingram has a really solid game tonight. I also think Jonas Valanciunas stacks up the boards a little bit as well. I think he's a good matchup against Domantas Sabonis. I'm going to take the Pelicans to cover the spread, not to win outright, but to cover the spread, make it a close game throughout. Both these teams have just been embarrassing so far throughout this entire week of basketball action here at the NBA. So I'm going to take the Pelicans plus 7.5 here. I think it's closer than a 7-point spread. So we're going to take that at Pelicans plus 7.5. And let's go over to Prize Picks now and lock in for this game. So we have Brandon Ingram at 21.5 points. I'm going to go over for Ingram on points. We have Malcolm Brogdon at 18.5 points. I'm going to go over on Brogdon there as well. Then let's go over to rebounds here. We can do Sabonis and Valanciunas for rebounds. Sabonis at 10.5. We're going to go over there as well. And then Valanciunas at 11.5. We're going to go over there as well. And let's go ahead and check out the assist and 3-pointers made for this game. So assists, we have Caris LeVert 3.5. And then 3-pointers made, we have the following. Miles Turner 1.5. So which one looks better to me in that one? Let's check Caris LeVert's assist trends right now. See what's standing out there. Because I could see LeVert getting 4 assists in this game. He's a good combo guard. So let's lock in LeVert for assists real quick and check his stat trends. He's averaging 3.1 per game so far this year. So it has not been a good indication that he's going to hit his over on assists. But you see his last few games here. Let's check it out here on Prize Picks. So his assist trends over the last few games. He has 0, 1, 3, 3, 1, 6, 5, 7, 2. So it has not been a good stretch for Caris LeVert in the assist department. 3-pointers made. We can check Miles Turner on that as well. We could just stick with a 4-point power play, to be honest here. So let's check on Miles Turner's 3-point trends and decide what to do here. So Miles Turner, we have 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 7, 1, 2, 0, 1, 1, 0, 5, 1. Outside of that 4 or 5 game stretch, he hasn't really hit that. So we're just going to stick with our four leg power play here. Brandon Ingram over 21.5 points. Malcolm Brogdon over 18.5 points. Jonas Valanciunas over 11.5 rebounds. And Domantas Sabonis over 10.5 rebounds. $100 entry wins you back $100 for that power play. We're going to lock in the Pelicans plus 7.5 to cover the spread tonight in Indiana. The next game here, the Atlanta Hawks hosting the Charlotte Hornets. The Hawks are 6.5 point favorites over the Hornets in this matchup. I think it's going to be a very fun game, one where I'm really excited to see LaMelo Ball versus Trae Young. I think the over for this game is a lock at 227. If you're betting the over for this game, I would most definitely take the over in this matchup. But for the, just straight up on points, I do like Atlanta to cover the spread. I don't feel comfortable with that, but if I had to pick one, I would go with Atlanta to cover the spread. I think it's going to be a very close game throughout. And then we see Trae Young late in this game kind of put it away. So let's go over to Prize Picks lock in for this game as well. I think we're going to see a big game between LaMelo Ball and Trae Young. So we're going to take the points on both these guys. LaMelo Ball over 18.5, Trae Young over 23.5. Let's check on points for other ones as well. Miles Bridges 18.5 or Gordon Hayward 14.5. I could see Gordon Hayward getting 14.5 here. But there is no wing stopper for Atlanta. So I could see Miles Bridges getting 18.5. So we're going to go Bridges 18.5 points. I could easily see that happening here. And then let's go over to rebounds. Put a Hawk in here as well. Clint Capella makes a lot of sense for this situation. Clint Capella at 12.5. That's a lot of boards. But we are going to roll with Clint Capella because he's one of the best rebounders in the NBA. I like his size advantage down low against Charlotte. So let's lock in LaMelo Ball, 18.5 points over. Trae Young over 23.5 points, Miles Bridges over 18.5 points, and Clint Capella over 12.5 rebounds. Let's lock that in and lock in the Hawks with a late backdoor cover to cover the 6.5 point spread tonight against the Charlotte Hornets at home in Atlanta. Next game here, the Boston Celtics hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder. Both these teams are on the second half of back-to-back. The Thunder hung very tough with the Bucks last night, very much pulling away late were the Bucks. They didn't cover the spread. This is a game here against the Boston Celtics where I can see the same thing happening. I mean, the Celtics got super hot last night from distance. Jason Tatum had a monster game. But every time I bet on the Thunder, they come out and do well for me. So I'm going to take the Thunder plus 10 here. I think it's a really solid game from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Thunder. I think they keep this one close throughout. I think both teams are going to be a little fatigued after some tired matchups last night. So I'm going to take the Thunder plus 10 here just to cover the spread. The Celtics will still win outright, but I like the Thunder to cover the 10-point spread. And let's check on some props for this game here on Prize Picks. Lock in our power play. Jason Tatum at 25.5 points. We're going to go over there. And then Dennis Schroeder at 16.5 points. We're going to go over there as well. Let's go over to rebounds and assist because I do like Giddey and Gilgeous-Alexander in these lineups. So Gilgeous-Alexander at 4 rebounds, I like over there as well. And then Josh Giddey at 6 rebounds. That's very enticing for Giddey. Let's check on assists for Josh Giddey though first before we lock in that. Josh Giddey at 4.5 assists. That's very tempting as well. He is going against Marcus Smart tonight though, so that's a little concerning. Let's go with Giddey on the rebounds. I think that's more of a lock than the assists going against Marcus Smart tonight. So let's lock in on Prize Picks the following four-leg power play. Jason Tatum over 25.5 points. Dennis Schroeder over 16.5 points, Josh Giddey over 6 rebounds, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander over 4 rebounds. $100 entry wins you back $1,000 there. And let's lock in the Thunder to cover the 10-point spread tonight. Two fatigue teams in Boston, but the Celtics eventually pull it out late. Next game here, the Minnesota Timberwolves hosting the Memphis Grizzlies. The Timberwolves are 2.5-point favorites. I do like Minnesota in this match to cover the spread. I just think Karl Anthony Towns has a huge mismatch against Steven Adams and Jaren Jackson Jr. as far as scoring the ball. Anthony Edwards, I think, is going to do well against the Memphis Grizzlies wings as well. I see a big game from John Morant, but outside of that, I don't trust Memphis in this matchup, just against Minnesota alone. So let's go ahead and lock in the Grizzlies, or excuse me, the Timberwolves, to cover the 2.5-point spread tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies at home. Let's go over to Prize Picks right now and check out what's available for this game currently. So we have John Morant, 26.5 points. I like the over there. Karl Anthony Towns, 22.5 points. We're going to go over there as well. Anthony Edwards, 22.5 points. We're going to go over there as well. And let's go check out for a Grizzlies prop here. rebounds, and assists. So for rebounds for this game, let's see what's available here. Jaren Jackson, 5.5. I do not like that one. Steven Adams, 8.5. I could see that one for sure. So let's check out assists, though, real quick. So we have D'Angelo Russell, 6.5 assists. I'm going to avoid that one. Three-pointers made. So for three-pointers, we have D'Angelo Russell, 2.5. And that's the only one on the board, too, there as well. So let's lock in Steven Adams on the rebounds. I like that one the most out of those projected ones to get our power play going here. So we're going to lock in Steven Adams over 8.5 rebounds. So it's the following four leg power play here on Prize Picks. We have Ja Morant over 26.5 points, Karl-Anthony Towns over 22.5 points, Anthony Edwards over 22.5 points, and Steven Adams over 8.5 rebounds. Let's lock that in and lock in the Timberwolves as well to cover the 2.5 point spread tonight in Minneapolis. Next game here, the Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Orlando Magic. Unlike last night where the Bucks really kept the Thunder close throughout, this time around I really like the Orlando Magic, or excuse me, the Milwaukee Bucks to cover this massive 12.5 point spread. Just one of those games where I feel like Giannis Antetokounmpo has a monster outing, and that's the reason why in the end the Bucks win this game. So let's go check out the over-under props for this game. Giannis only at 23.5. We're going to hammer the over there. Chris Middleton at 17.5 points. I think he just came back from the COVID list last night. I like him more in this matchup to bounce back shooting-wise. So we're going to take the over there as well. And I do like Franz Wagner here for his points as well at 12.5. We're going to take Franz Wagner over 12.5 points. And let's go check on rebounds as well. Mo Bamba, I like for his rebound prop more often than not, is going to cash. So Bamba at 9 rebounds. I like Mo Bamba to hit his over here as well. And let's check out the assist and 3-pointers made for this matchup as well, if we want to put another sprinkle there for 5. So for assists, we have the following on here. We have Drew Holiday at 6 assists. I don't like that one. Let's go check on 3-pointers made as well. So for 3-pointers made, we have Jalen Suggs, 1.5. Drew Holiday, 1.5. I don't like either of those either. So we're just going to stay with this 4-leg power play. Giannis Antetokounmpo over 23.5 points. Chris Middleton over 17.5 points. Franz Wagner over 12.5 points. And Mo Bamba over 9 rebounds. Let's lock that in and also lock in the Bucks to make it a statement tonight and cover the 12.5 points spread on the second night of back-to-back against the Orlando Magic. Next game here, the Portland Trailblazers hosting the Philadelphia 76ers. One of those games where I feel like Damian Lillard's going to have a huge game. So I love Portland in this matchup. I think CJ McCollum steps up as well. Larry Nance Jr. is finding his footing there as a small ball 5. Nasir Little and Anthony Simons are developing in Portland as well. I like them in this matchup, especially still no Joel Embiid. I think Portland wins, and they win comfortably in this matchup. So I'm going to go in a high-scoring game. I'm going to go Trailblazers to cover the 6.5 point spread. So let's lock that in and now go over to Prize Picks and check out our options for this matchup. So for points, let's check out what's available here. Damian Lillard only at 22.5. That feels like an easy over to me if he bounces back tonight. We're going to take Damian Lillard over on points. Then we have Tyrese Maxey at 16.5. I do like his matchup defensively here, getting to the bucket a little bit. So I like Maxey over 16.5. CJ McCollum at 19.5. I do like that one as well. And then Seth Curry, 14.5. I do like Seth Curry over 14.5 points as well. Let's see rebounds here. We can make it a 5-leg parlay if we want to, see what's available for this matchup. So for rebounds, we have Andre Drummond, 11.5, Yusuf Nurkic, 9.5. Let's come back to that in just a moment. Let's check out assists and 3-pointers made. So assists, we have none available because we used all other guys for points. 3-pointers made. Let's check on 3-pointers. We don't have any 3-pointer props available except Norman Powell at 1.5. So we're going to avoid that one. Andre Drummond at 11.5 rebounds. I do like him to cover that, though. So we're going to take the over here and make our first 5-leg power play of the day. We're going to do the following 5-leg power play. Damian Lillard over 22.5 points. Tyrese Maxey over 16.5 points. CJ McCollum over 19.5 points. Seth Curry over 14.5 points. And Andre Drummond over 11.5 rebounds. Let's lock that in. Also lock in the Blazers to cover the 6.5 point spread tonight in Portland. Our last game on the slate tonight, the Utah Jazz at the Sacramento Kings. The Jazz are 8-point favorites. This Kings team got embarrassed last night by the shorthanded Raptors. Luke Walton's probably going to get fired soon, and this could be the nail in the coffin tonight. So we're going to take the Jazz to emphatically cover the 8-point spread and win by a monster number, 15 to 20 points. I think Luke Walton, if he loses this game tonight, does get fired tomorrow. So that's my bold prediction for tonight's slate. But let's lock in the Jazz -8 as one of our best bets of the night. And let's go over to Prize Picks right now and lock in our power play for this game as well. Donovan Mitchell at 23.5 points. I like the over there. Let's go over and check on some other ones as well. Bojan Bogdanović at 15.5 points. We'll come back to that one in just a second. Let's go to rebounds, though. Rudy Gobert is always a plus on the rebounds. So Rudy Gobert for rebound totals for this game is at 13.5. I'm expecting a big night from Gobert, so we're going to go over on the rebounds. Assists, let's check on the assist totals as well here. So for assists, we have the following. We have Tyrese Haliburton at 4, Bojan Bogdanović at 1.5, Mike Conley at 5.5. We'll come back to that in just a second. Three-pointers made. We have the following available here as well. We have, let's see here, Mike Conley 2. That's all we have here. So let's stay away from that. Let's go to Bojan Bogdanović to his points here. Actually, no, we have to go Kings. We have to go Kings for the next two because we've already used 2 Utah, just to remind everyone out there. Unless you want to do a 5-leg power play. So let's go ahead and lock in the following for points. Harrison Barnes, 14.5. I do like Harrison Barnes over on the points. Then let's go Tyrese Haliburton for assist here. I like Tyrese Halliburton's over in the assist totals at 4. And let's just stay there. I like the 4-leg power play there. Let's stay there. And let's lock in the following. Donovan Mitchell over 23.5 points. Rudy Gobert over 13.5 rebounds. Harrison Barnes over 14.5 points. And Tyrese Haliburton over 4 assists. Lock that in officially on Prize Picks and lock in the Jazz. -8 to be one of our best bets of the night for Saturday's slate. So that's going to be for today's episode. Nothing but bets. Appreciate everyone listening. And as always, to recap, here are our picks. Knicks -11.5, Heat -1, Pelicans +7.5, Hawks -6.5, Thunder +10, Timberwolves -2.5, Bucks -12.5, Trailblazers -6.5, and Jazz -8. We appreciate everyone listening to Nothing But Bets. We're with you every single day to give you the NBA betting edge. Make sure to read basketballnews.com every day. Make sure to listen and subscribe to the basketballnews.com podcast network. We drop new episodes every day on there as well. In the meantime, thanks again for listening and happy betting.